USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A falling tree killed a person in Florida as Tropical Storm Elsa moved through Wednesday, and 11 people were injured in Georgia when a suspected tornado touched down at a submarine base. Almost all of the injuries at Naval Submarine Base Kings Bay were classified as condition green, meaning not life-threatening. The storm continues up the I-95 corridor today with 45-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rain. The mayor of Miami-Dade in Florida told reporters on Wednesday that emergency crews that have been working around the clock to find survivors in the Surfside building collapse have refused to leave the site despite being told they could go home. The site is now in recovery mode. Wisconsin's governor, Democrat Tony Evers, this month vetoed legislation that would restrict county clerks and the state election commission from accepting private funding for administering elections. He said he vetoed the bill because he objects to restrictions on local governments potentially using supplemental funding for election administrations. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.